Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing Love by Chance 2, Episode 1. For those of you who haven't heard it, I did a podcast on the entire Love by Chance series, just as one podcast, right before this one, so you can go back and listen to that. This is the sequel. It literally just came out. It's actually still airing on, I think, Taiwanese television, but you can watch it through Viki Rukutan. They're releasing it with really good English subtitles. Also, there are a few people releasing it on YouTube, I believe, but the timing is off, and if you're trying to read with subtitles, it's almost impossible because they made it way too fast to read. So, just saying, if you want to watch it, I would definitely just get a Viki Rukutan membership and watch it there. It's $10 a month, so it's super cheap. And they have so many dramas, you will not be disappointed. So, way more than just the BL. They have Chinese drama. They have Asian. They have Korean dramas. They have Japanese dramas. They have quite a few BL dramas, but, you know, just tons of material there. They also have live TV shows that they have available, like I believe it's called Island, but anyway, like variety shows, all that's there. So you definitely get your money's worth by having a subscription, and you don't have to watch the annoying ads. So I'm just saying, you can get a regular free one, but the ads pop up about every 2 minutes, and I just can't handle that. So I pay the $10 a month, get it with ad free, and you get access to everything that's on there rather than just a few limited things. So with that being said, this episode basically takes place after the Love by Chance series. Now there are some flashbacks, which you're not going to realize are flashbacks unless you have watched the Love by Chance series, regarding Tin and Can, like when Tin almost hits Cam with the car. You're not going to realize that's a flashback to the Love by Chance series if you haven't watched the Love by Chance series. So I'm just going to put that in there. This series, so far, would be entirely appropriate for the kids, at least episode one. This involves mainly the relationship between Tin and Can, who are like the weirdest couple ever. I mean, I don't mean that bad. They just really are. And it basically follows them as they develop their relationship, and also it follows A as he comes back to school after having broke up with Pete, which you'll know about their relationship if you watch the Love by Chance series. And A is just pretty beside himself, kind of purposeless at the moment, and he's just trying to breathe because Pete meant a lot to him. And so that is kind of what's going on with A. And we also have some original characters like A Pond, and we also have a girl who was in the original series. Basically, everyone from the original series is in this one, except for Pete, who is played by Saint. And I guess they said that was because, number one, he was not a character that followed in the sequel to that in the book, and also apparently Perth and Saint's managers, who were the characters who played A and Pete, had a little disagreement, and so they're not working on productions together, from what I understand. Again, this is all coming from English translated news reports, so who really knows? And really, that's beside the point. The only point is the guy who plays Pete, named Saint, is not in this production, and I guess that made a lot of people upset, and I can really see why, because I really don't think their relationship would have busted up. I mean, I understand the reasoning behind it, because apparently as the story progresses, you find out that there's this one kid named Trump who is going to be attacking Pete, and so A stepped in and basically beat up Trump to the point that he was no longer going to be a possibility for beating up Pete, and when Pete's dad found out that A and Pete were a couple, he gave Pete the ultimatum of, A, I'm going to send A to the jail for what he's done, or B, you come and live in France with me for 3 years because I'm not going to have my son be with another boy. And Pete stood there and went, I'm not going to have A go to jail, so I guess we'll do option B. And so, you know, for 3 years, Pete is away in a foreign country, and A is left sitting there going, are we away for 3 years? Are we away for good? Is there any way we can get this worked out? And I guess he comes back to college after having tried to talk to Pete about this situation, just pretty beside himself because there's no real closure there. And so that's what you get. I believe at the end of the Love by Chance series, A is still not with anyone because he's like, A's kind of a one-person person. I mean, it's like, he's going to be with Pete or he's not going to be with anyone, and so he's going to wait and hope that maybe it'll work out with Pete. So anyway, this series basically is following mainly, apparently, Tin and Can as their relationship progresses. And their relationship is like this weird thing because it's like, it mainly regards Tin being a jerk and Can saying, no, you're not going to do this. Or there's this very kind of cute, poignant scene where Tin is, I don't know why, but Tin is just kind of curious as to why Can, even though he has no social standing, will sit there and say, you're not going to be a jerk to me because we're both human beings and ergo, you're not going to be a jerk. And he's never had that happen before, I don't think. And so he's just sitting there going, this is unusual. I'm kind of finding this attractive. And it's kind of funny to watch. I mean, I'm not trying to be bad, but it just really is. And there's this very interesting scene where Tin is coming up kind of observing Can. And then Can turns around and he has like a red soda pop and it gets all over Tin's shirt. And Tin's like, get away from me, you made my shirt dirty. And he's like, no, I made your shirt dirty, therefore I need to fix this, because this is something that I did do wrong, and even though I don't like you, even though you do a lot of things that are wrong, and you don't apologize, and you don't do the right thing on them, I'm going to do the right thing. I am going to fix your shirt, because that is what I messed up. And my parents taught me that when I mess something up, I need to fix it. So you're going to come with me, I'm going to clean your shirt, we're going to get it fixed, and then I will part ways and I won't be owing you because I have done the right thing. And Tin's never had anyone do that before. And he's just sitting there going, this is strange. I've never had anyone do this before. And so that's kind of their relation. There is also this scene at the beginning of the show where they're doing like a soccer game. And Techno, who is another character in the show, ends up getting hurt really bad. And they lose a game. And Can thinks it's because of him because he's never played in the game before. He's always sat on the bench. And he basically lets everyone else go, and he's sitting there weeping and crying and losing it because he feels like he's the one that cost them the year's soccer game, or sorry, football game. And he feels terrible about that. Now, the thing I think is interesting about that is Tin gums down because he figures that Can is probably losing it, and he just sits there and gives him a hug and says, it's okay. And I don't know if this is like a fast-forward scene, because there's really nothing before this or after this that connects. So I'm guessing this is like at the end of the show, like you're seeing a piece of the future, kind of. But apparently, Tin kind of must have vanished for a while and left Can by himself. And Can's like, you know, I don't want you to do that again, because stuff like this is going to come up, and I need somebody to be there when this kind of stuff comes up. And that's kind of where it opens with, but I think it's actually where it's going to end. So, but that's kind of Love by Chance episode 1. And with that, Anna out. Check it at the round table. Bye!